Spidey is back in another reboot for the web crawler that now has the Marvel name behind it. I'm Rob LaFrenz with a Rivet review of the new film, Spider-Man Homecoming.
What's up, guys? Wait a minute. You guys aren't the real Avengers. I can tell Hulk gives it away. Oh, that was awesome.
Fresh off his first mission with the Avengers, Peter Parker slash Spider-Man is now home with Aunt May, back in high school, and ridding the streets of petty criminals. But he wants a lot more.
So to become an Avenger, are there like trials or an interview?
Just don't do anything I would do. And definitely don't do anything I wouldn't do. There's a little gray area in there, and that's where you operate.
Oh.
All right.
That's not a hug. I'm just grabbing the door for you.
All right, kid. Good luck out there.
Peter gets his wish when he crosses paths with the Vulture, who turns out to be a little more challenging than the common crooks knocking over a convenience store.
The rich and the powerful, like Stark, they don't care about us.
The world's changing, boys.
Time we change too.
Look, I like the other Spider-Man movies, faults and all, and admit I was skeptical of another reboot going in, even after Tom Holland's well-done portrayal of Spidey in Captain America: Civil War. But I left a believer. Holland does a great job with the character. Like Peter himself, he's wide-eyed with an innocence and sense of humor to boot. And he gets a lot of help from a deep supporting cast. Michael Keaton is rock solid as Adrian Toomes or the Vulture, the first time the character has been featured in a Spidey flick. It's awesome to see Marissa Tomei back as Aunt May and Zendaya as Michelle, the scene-stealing snarky classmate and possible future love interest of Peter Parker. We'll see, but she definitely needs a bigger role next time. And Jon Favreau is back as the usually irritated Happy Hogan. But it's Robert Downey Jr. who stands out, more for his mentoring of young Peter than his shiny suit.
What if somebody had died?
I was just trying to be like you.
I wanted you to be better. I'm going to need the suit back.
But I'm nothing without this suit.
If you're nothing without this suit, then you shouldn't have it.
There's a lot to like in Spider-Man Homecoming. For one, it looks amazing. Superhero movies, as far as I'm concerned, have struggled. In so many cases, both Marvel and DC, the scenes look whitewashed or filmed through a red or blue filter. This is vivid, as it should be, and a lot of the action takes place during the day, which for me is another problem with movies heavy on the CGI. At night, the scenes are so dark, it's impossible to tell sometimes what's going on. And it's not all action, which is a great thing. We see the characters interact and develop, and it totally plays to the strengths of Keaton and Downey Jr., who are both great actors, and we get to see them act. But don't worry, there's plenty of action, and it looks fantastic, especially the quickness with which Spider-Man slings his webs. And for that, I give Spider-Man Homecoming 4.5 stars out of 5 on the Rob rating scale. Listen to your Spidey sense and check out this one in the theater. I'm Rob LaFrenz. This is Rivet, and I'll see you at the concession stand.